For years now, many of us have been warning America that freedoms of religion, speech, conscience, and association, and homosexual rights cannot coexist. They are by nature mutually exclusive. This is becoming clearer by the minute as the radical homosexual movement has taken super flight under the ever-darkening reign of the pro-homosexual Barack Obama, or whatever his name is. The homosexual movement is part of a larger push toward tyranny that has its roots in the spirit realm. Ephesians 6:12 clearly spells out the real battle. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. While we certainly have human enemies aligned against us, our true enemies are Satan, his demons, and the spiritual wickedness of those in places of great power. As Christians, we have read the end times prophecies, and we know the warnings Jesus gave us about how awful things will become in the last days. Satan is working feverishly to fully cement his terrible earthly rule and bring those hellish days to fruition. The godless communists, or fascists if you prefer, are using the homosexual agenda to work toward eradicating Christian opposition to their plans, which are Satan's plans. If you know your Bible, then you know that Christianity is destined to be outlawed. We are moving steadily toward a time when Christians here in America will be in danger of state-sanctioned murder for their beliefs. If you think I exaggerate, then you don't know what God has already told us, or perhaps you mistakenly believe that the United States is the exception, that it can't happen here. Christians throughout the world have always been persecuted, but here in the United States, we have enjoyed unparalleled protection and freedom during the existence of our nation. That protection is quickly being eroded, and the homosexuals are used as pawns in this process. Peter LaBarbera, a former journalist for The Washington Times and founder and president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, AFTA, has an outstanding column at WorldNet Daily that plainly illustrates the fact that Christian liberty and homosexual rights cannot coexist. In the column titled Gay Power versus Religious Liberty, he also compiles a long, sickening list of examples of Christian persecution at the hands of homosexualists, leftist courts, and outrageous state laws that protect homosexual behavior while robbing the freedoms of those who conscientiously object. In part, he writes, as he opens with a quote from a lesbian lawyer from Canada, she says, "The legal struggle for queer rights will one day be a struggle between freedom of religion versus sexual orientation." And that was Canadian lesbian lawyer Barbara Finley, quoted by columnist John Leo and Janet Folger in The Criminalization of Christianity. Mr. LaBarbera continues, "There is a war between homosexual rights and Americans' religious and First Amendment freedoms, and the gay activists are winning. The zero-sum game is how homosexual activist, law professor, and Obama EEOC appointee Kai Feldblum describes the legal battles between modern rights based on homosexual orientation, read behavior, and the traditional American principle of religious liberty. Gays win, Christians lose," Feldblum said, predicting homosexuals would win most of the legal contests. She is proving to be correct, as the news for Americans with traditional values gets worse by the year due to rapidly escalating homosexual and transgender activist power in the legal, cultural, political, and corporate arenas. End quote. Mr. LaBarbera also points out that not all the battles we face are related to the homosexual marriage fight. Quote, "These victims of escalating gay tyranny in America are not all tied to the question of homosexual marriage. Indeed, well before gay marriage came on the scene as a mainstream issue, pro-homosexual sexual orientation laws and corporate pro-LGBT policies were victimizing and punishing Christians and other moral opponents of homosexuality. And those laws are invariably used to argue for homosexuality-based marriage. The homosexualist agenda moves ahead incrementally, but sexual orientation laws and policies and their philosophical presupposition that homosexuality is about innate identity, who you are, rather than changeable, wrong, and aberrant behaviors, what you do, is the foundation for the entire far-reaching LGBT agenda, end quote. There is much more to Mr. LaBarbera's piece, and I strongly recommend that you read it, along with all the examples of Christian persecution he cites in the second part of the column. It will give you ammunition against the idiot claims of leftists who declare that there is no such thing as a homosexual movement and that Christians are not being targeted by homosexual activists. Those lies are easily debunked. Even so, we are losing this battle, and there are numerous reasons why. Brian Kamenker of Mass Resistance wrote a report titled Lessons Learned from the Hawaii Gay Marriage Fight. Homosexual marriage was forced on the people of Hawaii by a group of leftist politicians, despite massive opposition by the residents of the state who demanded that the issue be put to a vote by the people instead of rammed through legislatively. This is another important column that you should take a few minutes to read. In his piece, Mr. Kamenker lays out the battle as it stands and makes sobering observations on which he expounds, including the huge forces stacked against us in these battles, the huge, well-organized lobbying blitzkrieg by the homosexual movement, the enormous amounts of pro-homosexual money coming in, the mainstream media's nonstop PR campaign, and almost no support from the national conservative movement. Mr. Kamenker goes on to describe the astonishing battle by the people of Hawaii against this monstrous move by their leftist lawmakers. He also lays out lessons and strategies that we must implement to fight this homosexual juggernaut that is devouring the rights and freedoms of the American people. Yes, this is a steeply uphill battle, but we should never quit fighting it. The prince of the power of the air, Satan, is successfully crafting a deceptively pro-homosexual atmosphere in our nation, from the media to entertainment to corporations and all major institutions. This causes many people to fear standing in opposition to the militant homosexual agenda and its activists because of their track record of hostility, even violence, toward those who oppose them. Many conservative groups and churches fear the vicious vitriol of homosexuals and their supporters in our twisted culture, and that's really a shame. Fear is a debilitating force if we give it sway over us. We must stand as much as ever against this degenerate and tyrannical homosexual movement. And in so doing, we must not lose sight of the real nature of the battle. It's a spiritual battle, and we must approach it as such, putting on the full armor of God as best we can if we are to have any hope of turning back this truly evil tide. I'm Gina Miller.